every now and then it's easy to see that God still has a sense of humor. That we get this gospel reading of two people being healed by Jesus the week after the Supreme Court upholds the Affordable Care Act. The internet was immediately abuzz with preachers going, "What are you going to say about this?" God has a sense of humor. But regardless of whether or not you think the Supreme Court was wise, or if you are waiting for the Supreme Court justices to retire and be replaced and thus overturned, that's not what this reading is about. Jesus did plenty of healing, but he wasn't about healthcare primarily. Christians should be about healthcare, but that's a different sermon. Jesus is caught up in a great crowd. I'm familiar with great crowds, especially after a week at camp with a great crowd of small children. And if you know anything about camp, you know that one of the most important people on camp is not me, but the camp nurse. The camp nurse is vital because kids get hurt. They get hurt in little ways, and they get hurt in big ways. I mentioned we had the one child who had to go home this week because she was sick. That all happens because of the camp nurse. Camp nurse is important. So one of the most common questions you get is, I hurt my insert, and sometimes it's very obviously hurt, or you just watch them fall down, and you're like, yes, you need to go see the camp nurse, and other times you're like, not sure there's actually a scratch there. I think you just want attention, but sure, go see the camp nurse. Of course, at our camp, it's take a buddy with you and go see the camp nurse. The camp nurse gets a lot of traffic over the course of the week and starts to learn all of the kids' names and really bonds with the ones who are attention-seeking. Hospitals have other names for these, I know. Camp nurse is important, and part of what the camp nurse does is exactly what Jesus does today. And part of what both of these people do is why I tell people, sometimes you should fire your doctor. Because I've loved this story of Jesus healing the little girl and the woman who was bleeding for a long time, in part because it's Jesus interacting with women, but mostly because when the woman who was bleeding finally works up the courage to touch Jesus' robe, and that took a lot of courage, Jesus stops everything. He insists on interacting with her. He insists that this person is important, that her faith matters. So I tell people that if your doctors don't listen to you, it's time to get new doctors. Jesus insists that what is important is not just that this woman is healed, but that she is listened to and she is heard, and someone tells her that she is important, that her faith matters. That is what happens, after all, with the little girl who everyone thinks has died. And that is what happens, if you read the rest of the Gospels, with us. Jesus's job is to remind us that we are important. Part of what our camp nurse does is tell kids that when they have a tiny scratch, someone is still there to put a Band-Aid on it. We don't have brightly colored Band-Aids, we buy boring Band-Aids, but they work just the same. To put a Band-Aid on it, to listen to them tell their story, and to send them back to their game. This is all about how important we are to one another. Jesus stops everything. The crowd, the girl who was waiting for him at the point of death, For a woman no one has seen and can't be identified, but who needs to be told she is important, that she is worth more than just touching the hem of a robe. This is what the Camp Marshall staff continues to do this summer with large crowds of kids, trying to figure out how to find the time and the energy and the ways to convince every person and child who comes to camp that when they go home, they are important. It is the work of the church to remind everyone who comes into our doors, figuratively and literally, that they are here and they are important. And it is our job with each other to remind one another that we are important. It's not easy, because sometimes we don't always agree with one another. But it is divine work. It's the divine task of recognizing that not only is the other person important, but that they too represent a part of Jesus that we need in our lives. Amen. Please stand and join me in the Nicene Creed.